underground preacher to the underground church. And today we are going at the foot of the cross. I used to think that I was quite advanced. When someone hurts me, I will turn to God and say, "I forgive them, Lord." Even though my heart would not catch up to the words right away, I would still say it out loud in prayer that my heart would catch up in time. Well, this went on until a passage came to life. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus Christ was innocent, and yet he received the punishment that I should have received so I can be saved. Now, the one who paid the price for me to be saved also said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" In other words, pick up your cross, follow Christ, and prepare yourself to be crucified on it so others can be saved. Our crosses are not to save them, but to pave the way for them to get access to Jesus Christ and be saved. So by mistreating us, hurting us, and crucifying us on our crosses, we are actually taking on the suffering and the punishment that should have come to them instead. As a result, we should leave it at the foot of the cross, like Jesus Christ did in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. "Then Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.'" And the scripture continues. God is inviting us to go beyond forgiving them, but instead to ask him to forgive them and to save them, because they do not know what they are doing. And interceding for them at that very moment that they are crucifying you is most important, as mentioned in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 28. "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." So grow beyond the anger and the pain and suffering that brings about grudge and revenge, and ask God to forgive them instead. Totally surrender revenge and vengeance to God. Furthermore, intercede for them. Ask God to save them instead, because you have already taken on their punishment. Right there and then, you leave it at the foot of the cross, and you choose to rejoice, as written in Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Don't lose heart when you suffer financial loss. It is so others may prosper. Don't lose heart when you suffer sleep deprivation. It is so others may get some rest. And don't lose heart when it comes to the point of suffering the loss of your life. It is so others may have access to salvation. For it is said in John chapter 15, verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." There is no greater act of love than to sacrifice what you love even to your very life, for your neighbor. Amen.
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.